From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Foundation for Agriculture has prepared the ultimate farm field trip for 3rd through 5th graders, taking the farm to them. The Foundation's Georgia Ag Experience, a mobile classroom housed in a 45-foot long by 30-foot wide trailer, is designed to give students the virtual experience of everything farm-related. There will also be a station highlighting the many career options in agriculture. It all begins January 4th when the Georgia Ag Experience hits the road, making its way across the state by the end of next year. The U.S. sold about 1.3 million metric tons of soybeans to China in the week of September 18th through the 24th, following the previous week's total of roughly 1.9 million tons. Of that amount, according to agrimarketing.com, the U.S. shipped nearly 894,000 tons to China during the latest weekly data, up from over 769,000 tons the week before. A year ago, outstanding sales totaled just 2.9 million tons. China may fall short of annual agricultural product purchasing commitments made in its Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. due to non-agricultural trade issues. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Agriculture.com he's not sure they're going to make it. China committed to importing 36.5 billion tons in U.S. farm products this year, but lagging purchases in the first half of the year cast doubt on that goal. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.